who is Jordy Nelson and why is he not my boyfriend? Because I want him on my roster, and by roster, I mean up my poop.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Wait, Beckham? Like David Beckham? He like gave it like Beckham? Like bend it like Beckham? Bend me like Beckham? Oh, he looks like a really good provider. Seattle Def. What does that mean? Like definitely?
Yeah. You realize she won the league last season?
What?
Yeah.
That was last season?
She came in first.
What?
Yeah.
That was last season?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take your fantasy football league to the next level. Today is August 20th, 2015. Welcome to Mac Bizzo Radio. That was a Nick and Ryan comedy clip about fantasy football. I'm sure if you search for that on YouTube, it'll pop up. And just for the ladies, I want to give you two sources so that you can beat your boyfriend at fantasy football this year. And you can check out these two sources, which are all female sources, okay? So Her Fantasy Football, even as a guy, it's pretty silly to me to listen to their show. Decent advice, you know? Otherwise, why would you get a recommendation from here on Mac Bizzo Radio? They're at herfantasyfootball.com, Twitter, herfantasyfb, and between all that, you can connect with the three ladies who do the show. They do like a Google Hangout throughout the season. Also, quite a few years ago, even on Mac Bizzo Radio, we did an interview with Allie Fontana, and you can find her at twitter.com/AllieFontana. I believe the same thing for her Facebook or thefantasyfix.com. Now, cruising right along, here's what today's show is about. We're going to break down in four almost mini university-like classes all crammed into one show. So think of it as like the freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior class of fantasy football. So we're going to cram your whole bachelorette, bachelor degree of fantasy football. Because I've done it for a long time, Fantasy-O-Matic has had this amazing algorithm since 2007, which is just now barely, in my mind, starting to creep into the mainstream. And it is the solution for you to be a fantasy football championship. And then I take all the other gold nuggets of the industry and mash them together for you on Mac Bizzo Radio. So we're going to talk about all these amazing facets of fantasy football. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. And early 2000s, I became attracted to the industry because of its growth potential. Way before daily fantasy was invented, but not so long ago that we only used newspapers and pencils and paper. Okay? I have synergized over the last 5+ years all my sources and who my primary people are, and I have no problem sharing their names. I'm a huge fan of Fantasy-O-Matic, fantasyomatic.com. Greg Cosell at Greg Cosell. You can catch him on the fantasyguru.com podcast. And also looks like a show, Chalk Talk, and I believe that is with Doug Farrar. I may be botching the last name, but I don't have that podcast page up in front of me because I'm going to share with you all this fantastic information today. So let's talk about the first couple items here. Fantasy football is a player performance scoring system where you compete against your friends to get the higher score. And you pick real-life NFL fantasy football players, and you assemble a fantasy team of those players, and then the real-life game gives your team points. It is done through major providers such as NFL, ESPN, Yahoo, CBS, and many more. Okay? Because even though I've done this, I gotta remember that every year, more and more and more people, okay, are coming into this. Some of my friends at work are like, I've never played in a fantasy football league. So they don't know whether they want to spend $5, $20, $100 to enter. That they may not even know if they're going to play all season. But then some people are very excited about, oh man, I've always wanted to. Okay, so fantasy terminology. Roster, obviously, is where your team is assembled. That's your group of people. So if you're designing a league, even as a commissioner, you have to think, how many of the pool of available players do I want the league to use? You know, and then everybody gets to pick from that pool of players. And basic scoring is determined by things like, how many yards did the player run with the ball? Okay, how many yards did a player throw the ball? Or how far was the ball thrown to the player before they made the catch? Did they get a point for the catch? Defense, did they get a point for tackles? Okay. Everybody who doesn't get drafted comes into a pool of players called free agency. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about one particular news event just from yesterday and the difference in how fast information travels and how fast fantasy football managers are expediting decisions for their leagues, okay, compared to even 5 years ago. I've drafted over 20 leagues in approximately the last 30 days, okay? And what I'm finding are watching the transaction trends, okay? Approximately 15 days or more ago, the maximum adds and drops that you would see in a 24-hour period were under 1,000 per player. That means that everybody that had a fantasy football league already and hit a draft, out of all those millions of people, only 672, let's say, had picked up the free agent player that had the most potential of the day, maybe due to an injury situation or whatever, such as what just happened with Calvin Benjamin and then coming in to get Funchess, okay? He is going to be the number one receiver now, then the number two receiver, and because he wasn't really drafted in a bunch of leagues, he is in the free agent pool. This news broke on RotoWorld at approximately 5 to 6 p.m., okay? I would say within a couple hours, they realized that it was going to be a serious injury. That bumps the guy from the other position into his position, and then he gets his backup and etc. They fill in, okay, for the team. Because this player wasn't drafted, he was in free agency. If your team design or league design is not based upon a FAB, free agent acquisition budget, or imaginary money that you could bid on people, and then is processed maybe once a day or at a particular time during the week, if you have no waivers in your league, you will be destroyed if you are not quick on the draw. Stay tuned. This is a break from our sponsor, DraftKings.com, and it will tell you how to stay quick on the draw in 2015.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzo, or enter promo code MacBizzo and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter if you have a horrible draft, if you have an injury-ridden roster, if you watch the waivers the entire season, you can easily make the playoffs and win a fantasy football championship. We're just talking about the importance of being able to add players to your roster in a timely fashion once the news is available. The news becomes available on RotoWorld. You can go to the NFL section and bookmark player news, and you will have a constant stream of update of player news for NFL people. So it's not a secret source. In fact, I believe many of the football providers that host the league for you will draw their player notes from that specific source. And many other websites actually draw their information from that source too. So there's your news feed for player news. Injury, who's, you know, doing what? Who gets punched in the jaw, okay? If you are working in a system that does not have a FAB bidding style waiver, you need to be even more aggressive on picking up and dropping players as their stock rises and falls and offering trades. Okay, we're going to talk about that coming up here. Okay, but let's finish talking about this first round of things for you. So we'll get more into the waivers as the season goes. But basically, I want to wrap up that story about the Calvin Benjamin Fun Chest news. By the time I get home from my job and I find out the news, okay, I would say that in less than, well, approximately 33% of the leagues that I'm in, the player was available. But the other 66%, a different manager had already picked up that player between either in the draft, actually. A couple managers had drafted, because I went back through all 20-some-odd leagues to check. And by the way, I timed it to check all the leagues and add Fun Chess in every league that I had set up. It took approximately 15 minutes, and I believe that's with what I considered kind of a slow internet connection there. So if we're talking about, oh, all these leagues and it takes all this time, no. It took me 12, 15 minutes to go check all the leagues to see if he was available, add him, you know, where I could, and there was always people that I could cut. You know, I could cut a Kobe Fleener to pick up my WR1 target, you know, not a problem. No tough decision-making there. But it's competition. Be quick on the draw, and you will win a fantasy championship. So setting up a league, I could do hours on league design. But the main thing that I want to point out is try to take your league into a FAB budget where everybody has a imaginary money budget and they can bid to pick up a player. You could bid $0, you could bid $1, you could bid, you know, your whole budget. And then it's up to each manager. And then every night, everybody gets a shot, the highest bid wins a player, and then there's actually a sub-waiver process after that. You know, you could set it up to where the teams that are least successful so far that season get a higher waiver priority. I like to do that with Fab. And then every day but Sunday, I go ahead and have the league go through the bids for that day and process them. So the only day you can't get a player is Sunday night into Monday morning. But all the rest of the days you can. That's one of the things I like. The other thing I like is using first down scoring to balance PPR. And I'll use a very brief example, because we've still got so much more to cover on this episode. But let's say that the quarterback and wide receiver position both got 0.25 points every time that they got a first down, okay? And I'll tell you why that specific amount. This is based upon either a half point or a 1 point PPR, okay? Your running back, however, would get 0.75 points for a first down, okay? I also recommend to balance the huge amount of targets that some wide receivers do get and the massive scores that they will put up in even a half point or a 1 point PPR, I recommend in your league design, go ahead and give a running back 7 points instead of just 6 for a touchdown. Okay? And then 0.75, 0.75 for a first down. Here's how that balances a half point PPR. Okay? A wide receiver is going to catch more passes, and those passes are most likely going to result in more first downs still than a running back is going to get just first downs by running. Okay? So a half point PPR plus the 0.25. So a catch and a first down for a wide receiver equals a first down for a running back. Let's move on now. That's your freshman class, okay? That wraps up that first segment that we want to talk about, okay? So who do you want to play with? Do you want to play with coworkers? Do you want to play with friends and family? Do you want to play with mixed? Do you want to play? There's millions of leagues out there that are, you know, just the girls, you know. So you know, hey, you want to have interesting roster combinations or stipulations. For instance, one league I've been running for years is called Razorback Run. You only have one running back. But then this is a 20-team league. So there's always that almost boomer bust guy available in free agency that you could add and play in your running back position. If your guy gets hurt, your running back, your solo guy, there's always going to be somebody to grab and replace. Okay, and that makes it cool for that particular league's design. So think about how many people you want to play with. I recommend 12. You know, some people like to do 10. Some people do less, some people do more. You know, see what works for you. Okay. Moving on to the next topic here, we're gonna talk about some things in leagues that may be a little bit different, okay? So in a season-long format, you're playing for 16 weeks for your fantasy team. In a daily format, you could be playing something as fast as, like, games only at a certain time segment, 1 p.m. games, and then the score is done. You know whether or not you win. Traditionally, for football, it's going to be Sunday morning into Monday night. Okay? Bam. That is your mini season right there. Okay? Thus, the popularity of fantasy football in the daily format. Okay? And the amount of prize money that, you know, once these websites were able to get TV advertising, I remember several years ago before they did, And, you know, it was a lot of these underground podcast hosts that were promoting the daily fantasy sites, getting involved, winning a little bit of money. And, you know, eventually, bam, now you see them on TV everywhere you go. So let's talk about some other things that are in leagues to understand. So redraft means that every year, every manager redrafts their full amount of players. Okay. This could be versus a keeper league. In a keeper league, you may be able to keep a high round player, some lower round players, so many players. You may be able to keep a position. You may be able to keep rookies. But you don't keep the whole roster. Okay. Now, in a dynasty format, every year, all the managers are going to have a draft very similar to the NFL's real draft, where all the rookies that get drafted into the NFL get drafted into that league. And then, you know, so if I had some guy that was a no-name and had been cut, I might have an empty spot on my roster. Well, come the draft, you know, here comes a rookie that has some good potential. And then my league mates and I will all have a rookie draft. And sometimes when you draft a player, you go on to a several-year contract. You get to own that player for, let's say, 3 years, 2 years, you know. So there's some interesting stuff there. So Dynasty League, you know, really needs managers that have played together consistently. You know, let's say you're coming into your third year, and you've had the same managers every year, and you've just, you know, oh, what a great draft. You know, think about going into the next year, pretty good likelihood that all these managers are going to be here. Let's take your league play up to the next level a little bit and throw in some of these league design aspects here. Another very interesting format that hasn't quite gained popularity as much as you would think, are auction-based drafts, okay? This is where you get an imaginary amount of money, and the whole league takes turn bidding over players that are nominated, you know, and you would nominate, you know, in kind of a draft order. But then everybody gets an equal shot based upon their comfort level, you know, so somebody's going to pay a few more bucks for their favorite guy, you know? And then later in the draft, in auction drafts, really what the key is, you know, get these guys at the end for a buck, $2, $3. And basic commissioning tips that I could think of, find ways as a commissioner to reward the active manager, and don't allow the inactive manager to somehow, what I would almost say, punish the league. Here is an example of what I've done in one of the leagues that I run, the NFL Utility Challenge, for the last 5 years. These are 20-team leagues, and at predetermined points in the season, you know, date X, date Y, date Z, the last place teams are actually eliminated, and the players that they drafted get thrown into the free agency pool. Okay? So just because you didn't get to draft Calvin Johnson, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Adrian Peterson, okay, at a certain elimination point in the season, and especially because I have fab waivers, so you get to bid along with all the other managers in the league. It's actually very exciting as you come into the playoffs. And then any team for me in that particular league that does not make the playoffs, the same process happens. That way, just the managers in the playoffs have access to the full player base that they can use based upon whatever fab budget they have left in the season, okay? Sometimes there's bonus weeks where you get to earn fab dollars equal to your score that week. You know, that way every, you know, and this is all pre-set up, pre-season, but those are some very advanced kind of commissioning tips. So think about how you want to draft. Think about, you know, do I really have to play in a standard league, or does it have to be a 1 point PPR, or no? No. Do you want a deep bench? You know, deep benches promote deeper drafting, which promotes, hey, maybe potential for more trade, okay? Shallower bench presents a higher turnover in the free agency market, okay? Drafting, hey, talk some trash when you draft. It's kind of what it's about, okay? That wraps up like our sophomore quote-unquote section. So let's move to the next level here. There's different drafting strategies out there. The stud running back theory, the zero running back theory. Okay. I talked about, actually, on my last episode, I like to punt the tight end position, meaning as late as possible after the 10th round. Is when I'll be taking some random tight end, because every year it seems that somebody that doesn't get drafted in that particular position, which gives you the least amount of points per capita unless you have Gronkowski, is any other position on your roster. So I don't want to invest a high draft pick to get the least amount of points, even if it's the highest amount of points at that position. Okay. Which leads into kind of a value drafting theory, okay? Some people, even pros, take this a little too far. Oh, I'm never going to draft a quarterback. Well, you can keep drafting Carson Palmer and wonder why you're, you know, playing guys like Larry Fitzgerald to patch into your, or I'm sorry, not Larry Fitzgerald, Fitzpatrick. Okay. Why are you playing Fitzpatrick, now, oh, but I got that. No. Okay. Create a solid floor, meaning find 3 to 4 key offensive producers. Okay. And these are guys that just start, you know. And then find where you can get them in the draft, you know. Guys I've been talking about for weeks are popping up here, like Brian Coleman, okay? Obviously, Eddie Royal, Stevie Johnson, John Brown. These are all guys I've been talking about for the last month, and now their draft stocks are just skyrocketing. Okay, draft preparation. What do you really need? I'm plotting all my data that I use for all my leagues publicly on Google spreadsheets this year, and I believe the link is a tinyurl.com/FF15-ranks. Okay, so that's, I win a lot if you want the data that I get. Okay, and that, all that's going to continue to get updated all throughout the season. Okay, there's ranks on there, there's SOS, there's by position, there's, plots of the entire season so far, all 16 weeks. The bye weeks are flagged. This is, you know, kind of geeky, color-coded Excel stuff that should be pretty easy to view on your phone, okay? And I've kind of specialized and tried to narrow down a lot of the sheet so that it works great on your phone, okay? Draft preparation. If you're new to fantasy, you might not know who to take advice from, okay? And that's where a guy like me in the industry is completely different than somebody who says, well, my opinion on the player is, okay? We're going to talk about on Mac Bizzo Radio who my favorite people are that I haven't mentioned yet.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, knowledge is power, okay? So you can come to Mac Bizzo to get the tools of the trade. And you will dominate. Okay? Let's talk a little bit about trades. I don't know how to trade, okay? Here's how I like to sell a trade. The most important words that you as a fantasy football team manager can use when sending any trade that is more favorable to you than the opponent are the following words. Listen carefully. I will take the risk. Four words. I will take... Oh, five words, huh? I will take the risk. Repeat after me, ladies and gentlemen. I will take the risk. Okay? Don't try to give any information that isn't already available to the other manager. Okay? So, for instance, if I'm in a Yahoo format, I know that the player notes that I read are the same player notes that the other managers are reading. Okay? So I could copy some information out of the player notes that they already have access to and will, you know, see. Maybe I want a particular guy for a particular reason that the other manager may not be aware of. Oh my gosh, their last half strength of the schedule, or, you know, I own Jamal Charles. I really want to handcuff with Nile Davis. He's got this little knee injury. It sounds like a buy low opportunity. Okay. Send over your trade offer with some of the trade notes. You know, mention something about the player. Nile Davis, recent knee injury. Okay. I will take the risk. Okay. After whatever those player notes are. Okay. That is how you sell a trade, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. That is the trade tip that you need to know. The other most important trade tip that you need to know is trade 2-4-1. 3-per-2 is pretty complicated, okay? But always try to trade players in a manner that will open up a spot for you on your bench so that you can stream in a valuable waiver wire grab, because they will always be there week after week after week throughout the entire season due to something as simple and as common as an injury. Okay? How do you sell a trade, ladies and gentlemen? I will take the risk. After some player notes on who you're trading. So you don't really have to type anything but that key little phrase, I will take the risk, after you control C and control V in some player notes. Okay? I'm sending you a trade for John Brown. And let's say I have Victor Cruz. Okay? I'm taking a risk right now with that patella injury, even though his draft stock is going up quickly. Okay? I send you some player notes about John and Victor, and then I tell you, you know, hey, Carson Palmer always gets hurt. I will take the risk. Especially if it's the players you want more, okay? Ranking players, this is pretty personal. I could teach you how to play blackjack. It's called basic strategy, okay? Watch how fast I teach you how to play blackjack. It's like less than 30 seconds. If the dealer shows a 6 or less, you stand. If the dealer shows a 6 or more, you take a card. Don't make any other decision than that. Now, bam, I just taught you how to play blackjack and win. Okay? Based upon your bankroll and following that strategy will determine how much you make per hour. The same thing is true, ladies and gentlemen, for fantasy football. Fantasy-O-Matic has been doing it since 2007. Okay? I talked about before how the first few years, it was so, oh, no, there's no way that could be true. Listening to other pros, no, their advice not matching up. I found the people, the pros, whose advice does match up consistently with Fantasy-O-Matic. I listen to them. I look at the Fantasy-O-Matic stuff. I play those guys. They get touchdowns. My team wins. It's so fun. So ranking players, who do you listen to? Oh my gosh. I mean, where can you go and not get fantasy information advice? Okay. I like to listen to people that play in a whole bunch of leagues. If you're just playing in two or three fantasy football leagues a year, you know, think of it as like the difference between a individual who makes $24,000 a year versus an individual who makes $24,000 a month. The individual who makes that per month lives 12 years financial life faster than the person who only makes that much per year versus per month. Okay, 12 times faster. Okay, so the same thing goes with knowledge. Okay, let's move on to the next section here. Wrapping up the whole thing here. Non-traditional positions. Okay, so like Superflex, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, running back, anybody, okay? Wide receiver, tight end, wide receiver, running back, all three, okay? Kickers, defense, you know, this is all stuff that you pick and assemble your roster, okay? We're going to take the salary caps from DraftKings this year, just like we did last year, to provide you phenomenal information. Match that up with the Fantasy-O-Matic data and tell you how to build fantastic fantasy football rosters each and every week. Okay? Contract years for players are a big deal. Okay? If a player is signing a contract or getting money or trying to get the money, you know, hey, might want to pay attention to them a little bit more. Okay? We talked a little bit about advanced scoring options, how I think first downs are the balance factor for PPR. In the NFL utility for the last 5 years, I've been making sure that the wide receiver, running back, and tight end position are scored as equally as possible with the quarterback. Okay. I want an equal distribution in my top 25, top 50 of all positions. Okay. So I definitely have, you know, specialized in that, you know, in regards to the league design and scoring design. Fantasy football ethics and you. Some teams will not take Ray Rice because he smacked his girlfriend up on camera in an elevator. Some real football teams will not do the same, okay? Some people don't want Adrian Peterson, okay? Nickname Adrian Beat-a-Son, funniest fantasy football name of the season. Oh my gosh, this is hilarious. But fantasy football ethics and you, there's really none, but there could be. Oh, I'm not going to draft quarterback first round. I'm always going to take it. I'm going to only draft. Okay. The draft is a constant flux. So be flexible, be in flux. And I like to look, especially where my picks are going to fall and, you know, just kind of plan ahead of time. Finding the balance. Do you feel overwhelmed like this is taking so much time out of your life? No. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night should give you enough time to review any news, add drop any people, answer any trades, reply to any trades to get any trades out. Okay. 20 minutes a day if you're only playing one or two leagues is a very adequate investment, you know? So think about a really common activity that a lot of people do for about 20 minutes a day. They do their workout, right? So you could very easily be on the treadmill, listening to a podcast, flipping over to your app of your team, Oh, it's right after work. I'm on the treadmill working out. I just happened to open the Roto-World news, and 10 minutes ago, I found out Calvin Benjamin was going to be out for the season. Remember? You're on the treadmill, listening to some music, some podcasts, having fun, whatever, right? Getting your workout in. Bam! Check it out. Oh, you just picked him up, and you added him to your team, you know, because you said, well, this guy is way more valuable than Lance Dunbar is going to be, and so I'm going to cut Lance Dunbar and add Devin Funchess. Okay? And then 4 hours later, your other managers start to come to the league, and they go to add that player, and they see your name. Oh, it's the coolest feeling, you guys. Have fun playing some fantasy football this year, okay? Add me on Facebook, Mac Bizzle. Super, super easy. And, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up this episode. You now...
You have been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio.
Bachelor's degree? Huh? Congratulations.
Like on Facebook.
Go win a fantasy championship.
Follow on Twitter. Subscribe on iTunes. Listen on Blog Talk Radio and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.